We are back with more of Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North. We have just had an exceptionally warm winter weekend that melted away a good amount of what snow there was on the ground. But we all know that winter is far from over, and with winter comes, of course, the constant battle with the snow and the snowplows. While it's annoying to get plowed into your driveway or have to dig your car out of the street, Milwaukee fares pretty well in its response time compared to similar Wisconsin cities. But when those big winter storms hit, the cleanup can impact more than our everyday lives. It can actually influence politics. The greater impact of snow removal complaints is featured in this month's Milwaukee magazine. The Politics of the Plow takes a look at how Old Man Winter may be another challenger for Mayor Tom Barrett. The article's author, Matt Rohde, joined Lake Effect's R.G. Nowakowski to explain more.
Matt Rohde, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So the Politics of the Plow. How did you come across the connection of a bad snowstorm and its ability to impact things like a mayoral election?
The idea came from the editor for the story. He'd been living in Madison and saw in the 2011 mayoral election between Dave Cheslovich, Witz, very difficult name to pronounce, and Paul Soglin famously unseated him by about 700 votes, that a big storm that had really impacted the UW system particularly had dropped a bunch of snow. I forget. It was more than a foot. And in 2009, really seemed to become a hot issue and to swing the election. So whereas we were looking for things that could topple Barrett, he's still in a pretty comfortable position going into the spring election. So as we were looking for things that could swing the election one way or another. At this point, what could actually happen to him? A big snowstorm is one of them. Like, in February, sometimes we'll pack a punch. That's what happened with the Groundhog Day blizzard a few years ago that dropped 17 inches.
Right. I don't know. Is it – I suppose if we're at this point of looking for what could possibly sway this and we're relying on Mother Nature and the whims to do it, with our big snowstorm – of last February. How did Milwaukee handle that snowstorm, and what changes were made or precautions taken for this winter season?
Well, it really drove the Department of Public Works crazy because they have a lot of people out there plowing, but when they have snow event after snow event, and this one they had five in a row basically. People can only function for so long.
Right. There's a limited amount of drivers right. who can safely operate a vehicle of that size for so long.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I spoke to one of them. He said that it's kind of fun at first, but after a while, you're doing a lot of weaving in and out. It gets pretty tiring. So they need a break. And there's a lot of consternation after that series of storms. And one of the big things that came out of it was DPW's putting more effort into clearing crosswalks. They became really impacted and hard for people in who were disabled to get through. So they doubled their resources for this winter, the little bobcats that they're out
right.
there clearing the sidewalks to see that people can get through.
How does Milwaukee compare to similar cities of its size in regards to its fleet of plows, bobcats, workers to respond to the snowstorm, things like that?
There's really limited data as to how that stacks up. The best we could find, there was a survey back in 2017 done by a TV station in Spokane, Washington. A lot of people were upset, and they probably should have been, because Spokane was taking around 4 days on average was the number, I think, to clear a 6-inch snowstorm, which is the kind of thing that Milwaukee just about shrugs off. It's not a big
right.
deal. And so they surveyed some other cities, and Madison and Green Bay both said, we can handle that in less than 24 hours. The number I got from DPW was, we could do that in 18 to 24 hours, not a big deal. So we seem to be at a decent average. Just as long as they don't stack up, we seem to be okay.
Right. And I suppose this isn't a problem obviously unique to Milwaukee, but the city did put a local water bill surcharge to try and help facilitate some of these changes, right? And overall, what's the public response? I mean, the public always wants the streets cleared immediately. They complain about being plowed into their driveway, things like that. But when the city responds with like, okay, we're going to do the following steps to give us more resources, how does the public feel about those things?
I mean, I think it's taken pretty well. It comes, I believe it comes once a year, and it's up to about $10 million now. It's doubled in the past 10 years or so. And people understand it's going to take some money. And people also, I think, on a certain level, want to be able to expect that their residential street's going to get plowed. There's still lots of concerns brought up at City Hall of how quick are we plowing residential streets? Why don't we get to them quicker? But, yeah, there is a decent chunk of money. If you're talking about what percentage of the city budget that is, it's not too much. But, yeah, but it's not cheap. And they've had a hard time in this year having experienced drivers. They have 40. This year going into the winter, they had 40 new drivers. This is their first year. And they had a few older drivers come back to act as mentor drivers. So, yeah, it's hard to kind of keep from year to year to keep all the resources in place.
Right. Obviously, there's a big difference between city and county government. So how are those handled and what are those political implications of how a county handles plowing its roads, its parkways, things like that compared to city?
The city gets to do the city thing of having like a whole big armada that it throws out there like it does with police and fire, and they get to do a lot of the good guy services, whereas county is much more impaired as far as plowing county parkways and a lot of that stuff. They have a lot fewer resources. So the county, as usual, is stuck in its pattern of trying to do something that's kind of impossible. That's the duty of county government to do courts and child protection services and a lot of human services functions that are you're just chipping away at the block, more or less. It's kind of an impossible thing to fully succeed at.
That is kind of, I feel like, the theme of it. Like, it's impossible to succeed to the greatest degree that everyone expects you to when it comes to handling Mother Nature, right? I mean, is this something that we as Milwaukeeans and Wisconsinites should accept, that this is a part of living here, that we need to deal with this? And okay, maybe you have to shovel the end of your driveway to remove what the plows have piled up there. But overall, it's still clear on 80 other percent of the streets that you're going to use.
I'm not convinced yet that there's no way for plows to avoid plowing into people's driveways. The official position is there are 89,000 residential driveways. We just can't avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that if the federal government launched like a U.S. task force on not plowing snow into people's driveways, that we could not find a way to get it done.
Drones, robots, right?
Right, something.
So, you know, regardless whether people solve this problem of being plowed into their driveways or not, you know, ultimately it does still have the potential to affect political races. So when it comes to Mayor Barrett and his challengers, Alderman Tony Zielinski and State Senator Lena Taylor, have they brought this up as an issue against Barrett, or are we relying on to see what this season holds to see how things go for Barrett?
They haven't really had the opportunity so far. And Zielinski's running as somebody who I have more vision, and Tom is just, he's a nice guy, but that's kind of like always a line against Barrett. And Lena's running from more of a position of Tom has lost touch with a lot of people. He's lost touch with the inner city, and I understand those people. But an issue like snow plowing, which comes up year after year after year, being the boring candidate may be to your benefit, because the big vision, as we just know from personal experience, a big visionary person forgets to comb their hair. They don't change the oil in their car. They do lots of stuff. But the real boring gray-haired guy who like never screws up anything, that's who gets the snow plowed and who paints his shutters every 2 years and does all that kind of stuff. But and we're at a string of mayors like Norquist and Hone and Henry Meyer, who are these big razzmatazz, shift the ground sort of mayors. But we've had a mayor in Baird who's much more kind of the just taking care of business, you know, just, you know, meeting with my various cabinet secretaries and taking care of what needs to be taken care of. And there may be something of an appeal to that for people in Milwaukee. I don't know. Milwaukee we think of as like, oh, this beer drinking down home sort of a town.
Yeah.
But we had a bunch of not really down-to-earth mayors. And so maybe there is some kind of appeal in someone like Barrett. And maybe that's why we haven't seen a stronger competitor. And also he's well-funded. I mean, he's up to $1 million in campaign funding now. So he's taking care of business in as far as campaign and keeping the money rolling.
With a bit of a milder season so far, how have you viewed the streets being plowed differently since looking into this in this unique way?
It's looked about the same to me, which is, I guess, how they want it to look of, well, there's some frozen blank blank, and then there's some nice clear areas. And from my very limited viewpoint, I think it has looked pretty decent, but it's something to keep an eye on, as always.
All right, Matt. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Matt Rohde is a writer for Milwaukee Magazine. He joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski to talk about his article, The Politics of the Plow. It's featured in this month's magazine.